Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 3:15, a live show. And I will tell you this. You see what is going on. You see a gunman, you know. But what's interesting is, in New Zealand, I thought they arrested three other people, and last night it was two other men and one woman, okay? Where are their manifestos? Where is their name, and where are their pictures? And what guns did they use? And did they also allegedly talk to John Podesta last week or this week? What is Podesta doing in New Zealand, you see? And he's over there talking about, worried about the New Zealand elections, you see. Well, I guess perhaps allegedly, as some have said and have intimated or prospectively alleged, that perhaps Podesta was over there setting up this here deal. You know, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. When I saw this thing last night and I saw this guy, this Tarrant guy, I said, okay, he looks like a kind of a goofball. And then I looked up on his mirror there where they had the picture at the time of the Schwarzensonen rune, the Black Sun rune. Well, Nazism is National Socialism. It's not an American free enterprise or capitalist system. It's more close to Ocasio-Cortez or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi. And as a matter of fact, this guy said that he really didn't like Trump's policies, but that just that Trump was white. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bit too pat. It's just too pat to have all these white lines written over all over everything, you know? And quite frankly, when I saw that there were Cyrillic letters, I said, oh, this is quite interesting. Cyrillic letters here on the deal, huh? And then apparently he's got some connections to Serbian and all kind of stuff. And I noticed when he spoke, he had kind of a Balkans or Croat or Serbian kind of accent, a little Eastern Europe, a little East Bloc accent. accent to him. And I knew right from the beginning, with all these painted slogans, it reminded me of the guy in Florida who had the whole van with every picture of Trump and every Trump sticker and everything on him. The bodybuilder guy, remember where they arrested him? Trying to blame everything on Trump with that guy? And then people say, well, Hawk, this is not in America. This is in New Zealand. It's a Kiwi deal, an Aussie deal. Well, you see, the whole world is a stage, you know? So what I'm just trying to say is it goes not only towards banning guns, or which now apparently in I thought they'd taken away all the guns over in New Zealand. And as far as I know, in New Zealand and in Australia, they had kind of removed anybody's ability to have any firearm. But I guess maybe they want to get everything. Maybe the sheep herder can't have a shotgun, or the guy that hunts the crocodiles can't have a firearm or a bump stick, you know. Not a bump stick on a gun. Oh, can't have those. But you know where they have the 12-gauge on the end of the long pole and they go pow and pop the gator or the crocodile with it. So I tell you what, is it about this unfettered Muslim integration? You see, you can't complain about that anymore, or people are going to say that, well, you've got your word from that there New Zealand goofball, the New Zealand manifesto. You're a Nazi. No, what you say back to them is this. Why are you a Luciferian, scumbag, socialist commie talking to me about that when this guy is a national socialist and even talks about being somebody who wants to start a race war, which is apparently what you want to do, Mr. Democrat, Luciferian, scumbag, socialist? If you call them that to their face, you're going to say, hey, when are you going to be for jobs in America, for Americans? Hey, when are you going to be for America, you see? You're not for America. You want to get all the people. Why do you don't do anything on the border? Because you want to bring everybody in, and now you're admitting it, aren't you? You want to get all of the illegal immigrations, all the illegal aliens, and you want to allow them to vote. And now you want to go down and get 16-year-olds. And there was a time when my old man at 16, my dad owned, 10 bicycles and 3 cars when he was 8 years old. Because he had worked since he was 5, all right? He fought for corners and sold street on the street and sold newspapers. Sold a whole lot of them. Then by the time he got a little bit older and he got into grade school, he had drove his own car with a peach box for a seat, and then he put wooden blocks on the bottom of his shoes, strapped them on, and put the pedals. So by the time he was 8, he had all kinds of stuff of his own. I wished I had that toughness from the old days. But oh no, you're going to let the 16-year-olds today, who probably haven't even had a date yet these days, where you didn't go out with 16 other people on a movie date and you have 20 of you go to the show. I remember when I was 13, that was when I was a little wilder than I am today, you know. But that's a whole nother issue. So where are these three other alleged shooters? How come somebody doesn't on Fox or CNN? CNN, obviously, all they were saying was that Trump is the national, the white supremacist, you know, the white nationalist. Oh, yes. But Fox did it, too. Old Shep Smith could hardly contain himself today. I mean, he just had dreams of going in and getting in prison with this Nazi guy, didn't you, Shep? You wanted to get them Spartan sewn and runes all over you, didn't you, Shep? You see what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to show you a way of using their own Alinsky bullcrap tactics against them. Just make something up and spit it out, man. You say, well, I heard that you were a pedophile. When are you going to stop that? I heard you like to be a pedophile with all these illegal immigrants. You see, it ain't very nice, all the stuff they do and all the things they do. But what I'm trying to say is this, and I'm not saying you should go say that directly, but I am saying this. You can call them a Luciferian scumbag and see what they say, because you would not be too far from the truth. So what is this guy with the Schwarzensohn and Ruin, the Black Sun? And you understand the Black Sun, they actually believe that there's an internal sun inside the center of the earth, all right? And that the Nazis really believed in that. So you need to look that up and see what's going on, and then you'll get to the Glock, and going back in time, and you'll see all kind of stuff. But let me say this to you. This was the second incident within a week. Oh, well, what are you talking about, Hawk? In Brazil, within the last week, there was a situation where he had two young men, like one in his 20s, one in the late teens. But let me just go back in a second here. Did you notice that this MK Ultra guy, who is typical for it, in New Zealand, that he did not kill himself or commit suicide or force the police to shoot him? In other words, jump up when they're all there with their guns and say, I'm going to kill all you cops, and wave his, you know, pistol, or wave his shotgun or his AR or M4 around and make him shoot him. No, he was cornered behind a car, and he had dropped his weapon after all this, apparently, threw him down. So as far as that goes, this is what I would describe to you as new type programming. In the past, they programmed MKUltra subjects, for the most part, to either kill themselves, turn the weapon on themselves, or to go suicide by cop. In other words, just like I told you. Or if there was a handler in the room and they killed everybody else, in other words, the perpetrators killed everybody else and they had a handler there, then the handler would kill them. Or in the case of John Hinckley, the family friend of the Bush family, you know, from Colorado. His parents were Colorado Bushes, and Neil Bush had the little dinner beforehand. I wonder if Podesta was there with Neil Bush, or was Podesta over there in Portugal allegedly with his brother, you know, who when he matches up, allegedly his picture and the brother's picture allegedly match up with the people that were seen when the little blonde girl that belonged to the British doctors on vacation in Portugal over there, just so happens they were seen in that area when she disappeared. Allegedly, they look like those photographs that were done by people who are witnesses who went and talked to the police artist and gave them that. Well, did you know that they were allegedly staying down the road about a mile or two in the nephew of Sigmund Freud's beach house, allegedly, at that time. So I don't know. I just wonder if Podesta was there with Neil Bush that night with the Hinckley family prior to when John Hinckley tried to take out Ronald Reagan. But see, in those cases, you could grab Hinckley real quick and take him to St. Elizabeth's, put the electroshock on him, and if he started to leak his programming, you could Thorazine him up and do all kind of shit, beat the crap out of him and, you know, put the electric pride on him and make him forget for a little while, you see, all under the guise of psychiatry. So these other kids in Brazil in the past week, they were of the older type programming. They reminded me of the Dylan Klebold types, and they were dressed all in black. The one had a .38 revolver, and they had a bow, like a compound bow, not a crossbow, as a lot of people said, but a compound bow. And then the one had a meat cleaver, like hatchet, like a stainless steel hatchet meat cleaver. And they were in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in the suburban area of Sao Paulo, the largest city in Brazil. Or one of them, anyway. Second largest, I guess. Maybe Rio's bigger. And they killed a bunch of teachers and students. The one guy shot him with the revolver, and then the second guy chopped them up with a hatchet meat cleaver. Then they, quote-unquote, allegedly shot themselves. So that was the number one in the series, you see. So the number two in the series, and usually they come in threes, don't they? The old Lucy's in the intelligence world like to work in threes, 33s, multiples of threes, six and six and six. Three times six is 18, you know. One and eight is nine, which is three threes. And you see all the kind of permutations. So I ask you, this is the second in a series, and then that caused a massive problem in whaling in Brazil. So what I would expect is probably the Luciferians, I don't know, maybe they ought to watch Podesta where he goes, you know? Maybe they ought to see where he goes next, or where Valerie Jarrett or Obama is located at, you know? Maybe they ought to take a look at those people, you see? Or maybe they should look at some of the intelligence agent people, you see, and the old DARPA doctors and all of them, and see where they're going to be at, because I expect there'll be something big in the United States. Why? Because you have all this gun legislation going on in America after the year anniversary of the Park High School, the high school in Parkland, Florida. And now even the chief of police, who Governor DeSantis threw off the case down there and threw him out of being the sheriff, now he's suing the state, and he's going to try to get back in, you see. So he's going to work his politics, because they've done taken in a whole bunch more illegal aliens that they've now put onto the ballot box. So you're going to have all the illegal aliens. And believe me, there's going to be millions more come. It is an invasion. But this thing is designed to preclude you from talking about it, to preclude you from saying, oh, there's an invasion or emergency at the border. Well, you must be with that New Zealand shooter and his deal. You got all that from him. You're a Nazi. No, I believe in the Lord Jesus. You're the Luciferian scumbag Nazi or communist, you see. See how you can answer them if somebody tells you some crap like that? I used to say I no longer argue with the uninformed. So why don't you get out of my space? And that used to drive them up the wall, okay? In a restaurant or a bar, public place, or there was discussion or a political meeting or whatever it might be. I used to say that. Now I would say, well, how come you're a scumbag Luciferian socialist? So anyway, I'm just telling you, that was number two in New Zealand. And it's a bad one. 49 people dead Well, that's 4 and 9 is 13, isn't it? Well, you see, you got Maundy Thursday coming up, don't you, all you guys in the Blue Lodge? And where you talk about where you're making supposedly nice about your brother Jesus, but really what you're doing is mocking him and your Blue Lodge Maundy Thursday meeting. And when you set your table for 13 at that dinner, and you break your bread and all that, the 13th position is not for Jesus. It's for Lucifer, the Lightbringer, who you guys really worship. So I'm telling you, this programming in the Brazilian thing was quite interesting, too. And they had the skull face mask balaclava or neck gaiter that you pull up, and it looks like a face mask except for the eyes. Those are real popular in South America and in the Far East. But make no mistake, this guy was a global fascist type, and he wanted to start World War, race war, you see, and he didn't care. And he was not conservative, and he even said so. The conservatism was dead. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the only person that you can trust is Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, you see. They're what you can trust in. That's what you can trust. You can trust in Lord Jesus that he will not fail you. If you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. But I'm going to tell you, he did not want you to be destroyed and your family to be destroyed and you to be run over and all of these different things. But I will say this. A lot of people say, well, Trump is, you know, Trump, he's trying to do this and that. You know, Trump is what God put him in to do, is to be the bull in the china shop. And you have been exposed exactly to the corruption and the evil that is there. Do you not see clearly about the Democrats? Do you not see clearly about the Republicans? 12 of them voted against it. And all of them think they're real big and cool, and they're protecting the Constitution and all that. Well, these people, who are their names? Let's see what their names are. Well, you got Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. You got Susan Collins of Maine. Mike Lee of Utah. Old Jerry Moran of Kansas. Jerry, I think you ought to just, we ought to get your farm and where you live in that little town out there. And I think that we ought to just bring all the illegal aliens in and put them on your farm and let them pitch pup tents out in your wheat fields, okay? That'd be real good, wouldn't it? Because Jerry, and I'm talking to Jerry because he's a Kansas man, and there's Rand Paul, Rob Portman of Ohio, Mitt Romney of Utah. Well, he's an anti-Trump. Well, didn't Rand Paul run for presidency? Didn't Mitt Romney run for the presidency? Didn't, Marco Rubio run for the presidency? And then you got Roger Wicker of Mississippi. And he's got serious reservations about the emergency declaration would do to the separation of powers. The president we set this year might empower a future liberal president. They already got the power. Obama did it a whole bunch of times. Why do you think you got a problem with the DACAs? But here is the deal. Let me say this straight. Let me tell you one more time. You can look it up because I'm going to tell you what. Most of these jerk lawyers who are in Congress, they don't even know. They're not that smart. They're clever. But they ain't that smart. The Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 basically, from a legal standpoint, made an American resident and citizen, made them the citizen, made them an enemy of the United States government, the corporate government. Made you an enemy. The Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, or let me say it this way, the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, otherwise known as, or also known as, a.k.a., the Emergency Powers Act. We have been, since 33, under a state of emergency that only the President of the United States can take us out of. Now, in 76, they did some things and they sort of updated, but they still declared the Emergency Powers Act. And they basically reaffirmed it, but they never rescinded the original emergency. Oh, Rubio. Oh, Moran. Oh, Rand Paul. Murkowski. Collins. They're not all that. Rand may be a little smarter than the average. And Rubio is just Mr. CIA. Mr. Corporate CIA. And Roy Blunt, St. Louis Corporate. Jerry Moran, Koch Brothers, and, you know, Big Ag. All right. Oil and Big Ag. But the fact of the matter is, here, we've lived under a state of emergency since 33. They gave it to their Democratic Socialist President Roosevelt. And it was stopped at one point with the National Recovery Act, which would have taken over every single business in the United States would have been subject to that. Every single business. So they didn't want to go that far. That was a little bit of a bridge too far, to use World War II terms. So consequently, they let that one go. But you see, once they did that state of emergency in 33, then in 1934, they did the Banking Recovery Act. And then at that point in time, if you could get rid of that, the AKA, the Emergency Powers Act, the Banking Recovery Act, then if you did that, you would no longer have a perpetual state of war. We would be at peace because Congress has not declared war since World War II. And we would have a different flag, in a sense, you see. We'd have a whole different scenario. If you want to go back to being constitutional, then let's do it. But if you're just playing around and you won't let Trump do it, so he can't get a victory, so that you can't stop the million new illegal aliens coming into the country this year, that you're going to sign up, a large portion of them are going to be signed up for driver's license in California, which automatically makes them a voter. We'll be back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, what you're going to need is water purification, and you're also going to need long-term storage food, canned goods, another can of chunky soup, whatever it is you can afford. You're going to can them at home like Cirilla or Diane up at the old stagecoach stop, or Lady J, or Mina. You know, you're going to do your own canning. Well, then, by golly, whatever it is you're going to do, you better start doing it, and you better also get water and water storage containers and water transportation containers and water purification systems like the Berkey and there's a few others that have the stuff, but make sure they'll take out bacteria, parasites, viruses, etc. And then I would also then go redundant and get anything that can help you to purify water. The aerobic 7 stuff, that's the oxygenated things. The chlorine tablets, the iodine tablets, the bleach. So many drops of bleach per a gallon, that kind of an idea. But you need to get that. You can always boil the water and do a great deal to clean it up after you've strained it through a cloth a couple times and you get rid of any sediment out of the water, any kind of stuff, and you boil it and you'll come real close to being good. Then if you ran it through a Berkey, you'd be glad you did. But you're also going to need like the 40-day, 40-night pails. You're going to need, if you use other long-term storage foods, you're going to need the meal replacement powders, which are proteins, or you're going to need and those are vegetable proteins, by the way, and organic type things, or you're going to need the green drink, the Enerfood, Enerfood.com, to give you the basic nutrients you're going to need. Because if we go into a Venezuela situation or a 1 second after an EMP situation, or if we go into like a Patriot surviving the coming collapse, where we have a situation where all of the financial world collapsed, or we go into any war, or if we go into any kind of a thing where the Russians start popping stuff, or if the Russians or the Red Chinese or whoever that's already in here, or the Hezbollah that's come across in droves, you know, up through the old Comanche Trail. That's what they were talking about today when Trump did his veto. He had the Arizona sheriffs, the Texas sheriffs. He had the Border Patrol. He had all of them there. There's the experts on the border. And so when you look and you see, well, the Democrats, we want border security too, and blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. You want to add another million people on your voter registration list this year or more. And that's what you want to do. Then you want to take it down to the 16-year-olds, and then you've also done what? You've also, in a lot of states, let all of the people who are felons in jail, made them eligible to vote. You always do it when you're in a Democratic governor, does it? Virginia, Florida, you know, what have you. So consequently, we have a scenario where there's no border to be done by the Democrats because they want to keep going and going and going. And you end up like shithole, excuse me, cities like San Francisco, which I used to like. I used to like that because I could, in the past years ago, when I, you know, was able to travel or do things, I went to San Francisco and had a marvelous time and was able to walk, you know. I was able to walk from, even North Beach on down through Chinatown and then walk back to a hotel on Market Street in the evening, in nighttime. But not now. Not now. So anyway, old Union Square up there used to be a real nice area, you know? All the Macy's used to be there and the big hotels and all that stuff. And now that's Junkie Park, you know, Junkie Park poop on the street. So Pelosi, I guess she's got that wall. Maybe we should take some more of them and make ladder brigades and say, on the other side of this wall are gold bars and all kind of food and tequila. Well, I guess that's racist. We said there was tequila over there. Surveys of that. And it's over on the other side of Nancy's wall, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air? You want to keep me striking blows against the Lucys, against the enemies of Jesus, okay? And to do the best I can with what I'm told by the Lord and by what I see and with any experience or whatever I've got, deep background sources to warn you of what's coming and how to prepare. Anything is most needed and most wanted. Can meet Federal Reserve notes, metals, precious metals, gold, silver dollar, a small piece of gold, whatever it might be, a check or a money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return that to you 10,000-fold. You can send me a card there if you'd like. You can also email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. And I do answer some of the mail. I don't answer all of it because I can't, because I get so much. But I do try and answer some of them. And God bless you for all those who do continue a conversation with me. A lot of people I've talked to for years. And I've been on almost 15 years for you new listeners, so it's not something that's really new. Here's the one of the stories, you see. Cyber attacks, solar storms, and EMP weapons. The U.S. power grid is extremely vulnerable, and extended blackout is inevitable. March 14th story, 2019, End of the American Dream by Michael Snyder. Says here, a lot of Americans are mocking Venezuela right now, but the truth is that what has happened to them could also happen to us very easily. As you'll see below, DARPA is so concerned about the possibility of a cyber attack taking down our power grid that they held an extended exercise recreating such a scenario late last year. And even though scientists tell us that's inevitable, that a solar tsunami will absolutely devastate our power grid at some point, our leaders at the federal level refuse to spend the money that it would take to protect our basic electrical infrastructure. In addition, Russia, China, North Korea, and others have developed extremely advanced EMP weapons. And we have absolutely, listen to this, no protection against them. One way or another, an extended blackout will eventually happen in the United States, and so we should try to learn some lessons from what's going on in Venezuela. You see, that article is up at shtfplan.com, shtfplan.com, and I guess you could find it over there again at End of the American Dream. Michael Snyder. So there's all kind of ways the sun can do it. You can have Russians, Spetsnaz, who Obama hired and are still here being covertly paid. And under dual orders, you know, under the collusion, you want to know what collusion sounds like? Oh, Barack Obama says to Medvedev, the president of Russia, at the time, on an open mic, a hot mic, he says, tell Vladimir that I'll have a little more flexibility to do that after I win this election. Well, what was it he was going to have flexibility to do with Vladimir? Well, I'm going to tell you what, old Obama hired Spetsnaz Alphas and they started training them. You could go ask old Wendy L. Snyder, who used to be the base public relations officer out there at Fort Carson. She just wanted to take them Russian Spetsnaz and show them the American pastime, baseball, over at the old Rocky Stadium, you know? And they train with the various U.S. special forces. They trained with Ranger snipers, and they did all kind of stuff, and they even let them play in a drill. And do you remember what the Russian Spetsnaz Alphas, what their role in the drill was, the drill scenario? The drill scenario was, under the Obama administration, which the same deep state that was there with him is there now, they had a scenario where it was the Colorado Springs, where the big defense underground, the big mountain there, you see, where they go underground like it used to be on TV, you know, Stargate, Cheyenne Mountain, where American veterans, Christian patriot terrorists, you see, veteran terrorists had taken over Cheyenne Mountain. And then they send in the Russian Spetsnaz to save the people, the American airmen and soldiers in Cheyenne Mountain, from the American Christian evil terrorists who are veterans. Probably even some of them, the most dastardly in the Obama administration was a disabled, you know, American veteran, you see. Oh boy, that was the most terroristic. And that's the ones where they're in a wheelchair, you know, or where they have a Rollinator or something, and they got, or they have artificial limbs. And that's the ones where the cops make them jump up and down at the airport, you know? Get out of that chair and stand up, you know, and jump up and down and turn flip-flops. Don't ever forget that the Spetsnaz are still here. They're also coming over the borders everywhere, but they don't need to. They just came on in, and Obama hired thousands of them. Do you know what 1,000 Navy SEALs could do, or 1,000 Green Berets, or 1,000 Rangers, or 1,000 air controllers, or 1,000 Marine Recon, or 1,000 Marine MARSOC, or whatever we're calling it now? I always thought Marines were pretty tough to start with, you know? But most of the spooks I ever met, most of the stone cold, assassins I ever met were regular Army. That's just a joke. And I hope my buddies around would understand that, the Army buddies. Greg Evenson would have understood that. He was Army. Or was he? Or was he this or was he that? Greg Evenson was an incredible individual. And if you really had an idea of what he did and what he had done, it would just amaze you. But I suspect that when he was on Mars, that it would be interesting for you to know that he might have been looking for some ancient technology there. Well, he's not listed as an astronaut. You better believe it. They don't list him like that. So it's right there in this whole deal telling you about the possibilities of EMP weapons or cyber attacks or solar storms. But the Russian Spetsnaz could just hit 9 key power substations And then if you even knew where the runoff from the sewage was at, would you even have a bucket to go down there to collect the sewage runoff to try to go home to have something to boil to get your kid a glass of water or to bathe your baby? So water, food, firearms, wood. Now, do you think maybe that all of the people in the bomb cyclone, oh, is that a warlike term? Oh, incidentally, after we talked last night on here about the new mimics still being able to look and see the things, they went up there, as you know, on air last night. I told you, oh, they've changed it and masked it a little bit. After I had a phone conversation with somebody where we always know they listen in, all right? Little pimple-faced, little pukes, the kiddies. When I say the kiddies, you know that the NSA goes out and they look at all your kids who are playing on all these video games and stuff, and they all playing Call of Duty and all these things. Like apparently these Brazilian killers did, like Dylan and Klybold did in Colorado. You remember? Or like the Batman guy. You remember him? With the orange hair? Or the guy that shot the Arizona representative, you know, whose husband's the astronaut, and shot the other people there at that shopping center who had a handler, a middle-aged man who was a handler, and they were seen together in the drugstore right adjacent to where then he went out and shot Gabbard and I believe it was her assistant and some other people at that thing. But oh no, they never looked for that. So I'm going to ask again, where are the three other people, Chief Bush of Christchurch Police, that you arrested last night, talked about here? Where are they? Or did they go bye-bye, just like the San, was it Bernardino, Chief of Police, where he said that they had apprehended the third person that was in the car? Remember the Muslim husband and wife that they killed and shot it out with in the car, who had just been, you know, at the county building, shot up everybody at the Christmas party? They were Muslims who killed other people, Christians, Muslims, Jews. But you can't talk about them. And then the third person that the chief arrested, you remember? And he said, my men have apprehended the third person. They're in our custody right now. And then what happened? Bodie Bowditch, old Malibu Bodie with the beautiful hair, who's now the number two at the Federal Fiddle with Boys Institute, you see. Probably under the tradition of Hoover himself and Clyde Tolson. But old Bodie had pretty hair, didn't he? And Bodie came in and he slow walked in and special sensitive information unit, SIU, you see. And all of a sudden, that local sheriff or that chief police couldn't talk anymore on TV. It was only Bodie Bowditch. And then it was just the two people, and they were just people, and, you know, we got them, we killed them, and it's terrible, and see you later. We need to take your guns, Mr. and Miss America. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. Don't ever cooperate anymore with the FBI or any of these people at the federal level. They're nothing but pieces of crap, and if they're not, then they work for pieces of crap, and whatever you tell them will go up to the people at the level that's high enough up that will put you in the trick bag forever and try to turn you against your grandmother or your business partner or your wife or your husband or your kids. So it ain't worth it, is it? Don't ever cooperate with them ever. Just tell them Fifth Amendment. When they punch you in the nose, smack you up the head with this, you know, like they do in Chicago with the phone book. You know, try to rearrange your vertebrae kind of thing, you know. Oh, they tune you up? Well, then just tell them Fifth Amendment again. Because I'm going to tell you, the NSA is still spying on you. You think they've got rid of the phone taps and all of that? Real great article 314 over at Zero Hedge. Whistleblowers say that NSA still spies on American phones in hidden programs. And old Russell Tice, he's a former NSA intelligence agent, you know, analyst. And he previously worked for the Air Force and the ONI. He was ONI. Once ONI, always ONI. And also the DIA. And he says that, oh, they've been told that they're rolling up the 2013 Phone Surveillance Act. He said, why would anyone believe a bloody word of what the NSA says about their mass domestic surveillance program, Tice said. And he was the first NSA whistleblower who exposed unlawful surveillance and wiretaps of American citizens as early as 2005. President Trump, you just need to have Russell Tice tell you all about it. I tried to get you the information, I think I did, where I got it to you, and it was the studies done about all of the stuff and how they do it. And they ask him, how can Tice be certain that the NSA is still conducting phone surveillance of Americans in the United States? He says, of course they're still conducting it. And computer communication surveillance, and yes, even wider programs. Go on, a new massive program that is more efficient is likely to have already been implemented, and that's why they can get rid of something old. Oh, you remember, well, Treadstone, well, now we've got outcome. It corrects out. Oh, outcome, we got to get rid of outcome. Oh, now we have, Larks, you know. Larks was the guy who was in the Bourne legacy, Larks was the guy who could smell Jeremy, what's his name? The blonde-haired actor who was the primary guy in the Bourne legacy. He could smell him, and he was tracking him by smell. The Larks has the genetic enhancements, you see, sight and smell and that kind of thing. So I'm going to tell you what. When I told you in 2004, about the fifth or sixth show, I guess it was, because I used to have a real nice outline, you know, point one, point two, point three, point four, point five, and I would go methodically down the list. But it wasn't quite as nice, was it? Wasn't quite as fun until old Hawk started banging on the old speakers of your computer and blowing them. And then once I started doing that, that's when they started knocking me off the air, or they started coming to try to kill me, okay? And you can ask Brother Quayle and Brother Quayle and I, and there's also other friends of this show. And you can hear stories you can't believe. But we don't make it the main thing all the time. Because I'm going to tell you what. The main deal is our Father in heaven who sent his only begotten Son to come to this planet, to come to this earth, to shed it. His own blood to cover for your sins if you'll only do what? Repent of your sins and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And that's what it's really all about. Because if you don't do that and you don't have Lord Jesus on your side and you're not with him and he's not with you, then you are going to be in for a very rude awakening as we come down to the end here. Because what did the Lord tell us? This is what Lord Jesus is saying. People tell me, well, Hawk, what do you think is going to happen? Or what's going to happen? (laughs) And I'd tell them, go read Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, we're already in the beginning of sorrows. What are the beginning of sorrows, you say, huh? Well, you just go up there to Matthew 24 again. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, you see. Then it's going to really get bad, okay? So when you want to read something about what's going to go on, or what do you think, read the red letter edition, you see. You could then go over and say, well, Matthew 25 tells you how to prepare, and that you should prepare. And if you ain't ready, and when you ain't ready, then you're not going to be able to go in. Now, this is an interesting thing. He said, hey, brother, when I hear certain people speak of knowing a person or persons going off planet for whatever reason to live in this or another planet system, I would like to know if you believe they will be raptured from another planet at the return of Lord Jesus, or is it your belief that they are not saved? Just wondering. Well, if they're saved, they're saved, you see. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a fight. Mighty men and women about our use your high technology to strike blow. Yes. Luciferian. Fandango Rangers and no threat. Nicky the Pooh and all the people out there. You get them in the optics. Bad guys. See? You need to think of you. Sweet. May the Lord Jesus protect us all. Bad you to sit from under. Go out and prepare tonight.